When was it you were first diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed in March of 2015.
Now, what prompted you to go? Was it just through a normal checkup that it was discovered? Or?
It was weird because, I, like most people, am not a big fan of going to the doctor. I try to put it off as much as possible. But I noticed that I had like a lump that was on underneath my arm, and also there was one on my neck. And, usually that had gone away before and I didn't think anything of it. But one was starting to bother me. So I'm like, well, I don't think that's supposed to happen. So maybe I should go and have that checked out.
Was it, were you surprised when they came back and said
it was
cancer?
I was, because I actually, like I said before, I'd had the kind of similar experience before and they'd always gone away. And I figured that's what's going to happen this time. No big deal. So I was surprised, yes.
What was your thoughts? Were you
Of course, as anybody would be, I was shocked. I was a little bit concerned. That's a lie. I was very concerned, but and then I was beating myself up. Why did I wait so long to go to the doctor? But the doctor that I went to was very reassuring. Oh no, you didn't wait too long. If you'd waited 3 years, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But it was just something. It was hard to wrap my brain around it. As soon as you hear cancer, everybody just goes one place, and that's not really necessarily what you need to do, but if that's how I react. And it was weird because I worked at a doctor's office where we dealt with patients who had cancer on a daily basis. So I'm like, hello.
In Dr. McLean's office.
Yes.
Tell us about your treatment process.
My treatment process was when I first found out, like I said, in March, I started with a 6 month round of chemo at the Galesburg Illinois Cancer Care. And I went through that and I thought was feeling pretty good. I thought everything went well. But in fact, it did not actually get everything that it needed to get. So that led to me going to Chicago, and I got a stem cell transplant. I was my own donor. So I was in the hospital for 2.5 months. I was in Chicago, going back and forth with my mom and dad and stuff. So had that going on. But the chemo in itself, it was scary. But again, I was in a better place than a lot of people, because I knew a lot of the people that were there, because prior to it being Illinois Cancer Care, it was Dr. McLean's office. Mm-hmm. So I had worked with several of the ladies that worked there and the gentleman that worked there. So I knew they were looking out for my best interest. So I felt very comfortable. Yes, I was scared, but I was confident as well, because I knew they were looking out for my best interest and they were going to do whatever they could to help me out. And so I was comforted by that. Mm-hmm. So
how did the American Cancer Society help you through this process?
Well, the American Cancer Society, they also, gas cards, because I had to travel back and forth mm-hmm. to Chicago repeatedly. My parents and I had to stay for my transplant. We had to stay overnight for like 2 months mm-hmm. because since you live certain ways away, they want you to be in close proximity to the hospital, of course. So there is a discount they offered through certain hotels if you stay here for extended time that will give you this. So that was a great benefit to me, because it was not something I was expecting.
Yeah. So if it wasn't for the American Cancer Society, you would have had a real difficult time.
Absolutely. And they, not only just for myself, there are so many other people that they can help with besides, the gas cards, the discounts in the hotels. When I worked at the doctor's office, they had the Look Good, Feel Better program as far as like wigs and things like that. And I knew about all that kind of stuff. So, I'd seen it in action, but when it was actually working for yourself, it's amazing.
Yeah. Right. Now, what would you tell somebody if asked why they should donate to the Relay for Life?
Well, it's such a good cause, not just for survivors, their family members, you just get a good feeling when you go out there, because, yes, a lot of people are still dealing with a sense of loss, but there's also a sense of togetherness, because a lot of these families and people have gone through the same process, and it's nice to see somebody else who's going through and has had a positive, outcome, some maybe not so positive, but mm-hmm. it's just, and then when you do the walk, that's just, it's just awe-inspiring.
Yeah. Yeah. What message would you like to provide people who first find out that they have cancer? What would you tell them?
Well, be scared. That's natural, but don't shut yourself off. If there's lots of opportunities and options out there for people who will show you things that need to be done, or tell you things that need to happen, or help you out. And please accept all that. Because I was kind of resistant, as a lot of people are. But that's what those people are there for. They know what's going on, and they understand your story, and they will be there to help you out at any place that they can.
And I imagine you'd also say, if you have a question about something, get checked out right away.
Absolutely.
Don't wait.
Yes. And I'm still hesitant to go to doctors, as we all are. But no, that was, I mean, you know your body. Right. You know, my body was telling me something, and I'm like, nah.
Mate, that wasn't there
and
before.
And the body's like, well, I think we talked about this before. Maybe you should listen.
Yeah. What else do you have to say about the Cancer Society and the Relay for Life?
Well, my biggest thing I wanted to say about the Relay for Life is I have seen it on different sides. I've seen it as myself, as a survivor. I was asked to speak last year, which was kind of nerve-wracking. I'm like, I like to talk, but not so much in front of people. But it was just so great to see all the people who were supporting not only me, but their family members and friends. But also, having worked in the doctor's office, I had worked at the Relay for Life before as, you know, just a volunteer basis, and I saw it on that side as well. And there's just so much stuff and work that goes into that. And it's the dedication of the people that are involved in that is amazing, and they need to be appreciated. And I think as many people we can get to go out there is beneficial for everybody. I mean, it's just a great event.
All right, Keisha, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.